How's everybody doing? Start of the week, get a chance to go back out with the guys and get ready for a big game. Just glad to be back at home in our stadium with our fans. Looking forward to that. We've been on the road quite a bit, which we knew we would be, and get out in front of the dog pound and go play a great game against a good opponent. So we're looking forward to it. It's good to have to get a good day under our belt and get ready for Sunday. Can we go?
Maybe. Do you think it's going to be John Greco at center for you this week?
You know, right now it probably looks that way, but we'll see as we go. No, I think we've probably made as many moves as we can, you know, right now. But we're just going to keep working some guys there. You know, I always got to have a backup plan, and sometimes your backup plan is better than your other plan. So we'll see as we move through the week.
As you look at Cody and the way he's handled these last 2 weeks, do you have every reason to believe that, you know, that the circus atmosphere that will be going on with Tom Brady returning on Sunday, that he'll be able to handle all of that?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, he's played the last 2 weeks. And, you know, again, I mean, I understand all the media is going to be there, but they can only still put 11 out there on defense. You know, if they can put more out there, then I'd be concerned. But there's only 11 they can stick out there, so we'll go play.
Coach, historically speaking, the Patriots are really good at taking away what other teams do best, and that is running the football for you right now. How do you, as a coach, prepare Cody Kessler and the wide receivers – to throw the ball when needed? Cause, you know,
so basically you just said they just took the run away. Well, I mean, good. You did now say assuming, so thank you. Well, we know we have to throw the ball. You know, there's no question about that. I mean, you have to be a balanced team against them. You can't just do one thing. You said it best. I mean, they'll take it away. So we have to play a balanced football game. We have to be able to throw the ball. We have to be able to run it. But we have to do what we're able to do, you know, the way we're able to do it. I'm used to dictating the game, you know, and I'm sure he's used to taking the game away. So it's a good chess match, and they've been very good at it, and we have great respect for them and what they do. But we got to kind of go be who we are and let the chips fall where they may.
You're obviously the number one rushing offense. So what do you think has really been clicking to allow that?
Well, I think our guys have done a good job of blocking. I think our runners have done a good job of running. I think the quarterback gets us in the right play, in the right situation. So, you know, everybody has a hand in that. Obviously, I think Isaiah's playing extremely well, and Duke, and those guys are running like I think big-time runners run. But at the same time, they can't do it alone. I think everybody has a piece of that, our tight ends, our receivers, our linemen. I think all of them do. But we got to continue to get better.
Has become the greatest coach in NFL history. What do you say?
I second that. He's good. I mean, there's no question about that. He's good as there is. I mean, obviously his track record proves that. So, like I said, we have great respect for their team, for their coaches. They're as good as they are. And so, but again, we got a game to play, you know, and who knows what can happen in a three-hour period. Just got to go play the game, and we'll find out. Well, I don't feel that way. You know, I've played his teams before. They're good. I mean, they have a proven quarterback. You know, he's, like I just said, one of the best head coaches there are. And so they know how to defend teams and take away team strength and you know, go expose your weaknesses everywhere. So we have to do is play our best football game of the year. You know, and I think our guys have been getting better, but we got to continue to grow. And this is a really good test for our team, you know. And I think we'll be ready to play.
I'm not sure they activated that quarterback yet.
Oh, yeah. I hope not. No, he'll play. I think we all know that. That's why a lot of you are here today, okay, because he's going to play. So I don't take that he won't. You know, I know Tom is very passionate about playing football, so he'll be out there.
Quarterback that you felt like you really got to know the best just from working with? Was it Andy or Carson Palmer? I'm just trying to get a gauge on.
That's a good question. Might have been Michael Vick, you know. Probably got to know him better than I knew anybody through, you know, his struggles. But, no, I've always stayed pretty close with all my players. But
the thing I'm wondering about is when a coach, like when Belichick has a guy like Brady for that long,
mm-hmm.
what could you imagine? Maybe you'll get a chance someday to coach a guy for
That'd be outstanding. And give me that record and those championships, and wow, that'd be outstanding. I think it's a special bond between two men who have great respect for each other. I mean, you can see it, you know, and I think it's built on trust, you know, and I think those relationships are lasting forever just because they've done things together that this league, everybody wants, you know, everybody wants that kind of relationship with their quarterback and with their head coach, and they want that success. So I don't think anybody, we all are envious of what they have. I know I am. You know, I want our organization to model that someday. You know, that's what we're chasing. That's why we do what we do. And I think I'm not speaking for the other 31 teams, but I know that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Someday I hope to have a relationship like that with our quarterback and have our organization hoist that trophy someday. And truly, that's what it's all about. But they've done it as well as anybody in the National Football League.
Organized Belichick's offense on and off for a long time now. What would you say that Josh's characteristics are?
He's good. He exploits all the defense's weaknesses. He knows how to run the ball. He knows when to throw the ball. He has one of the best proven passers in the game. You know, this guy's a mastermind. He knows how to – there's nothing that Tom hasn't seen. So he understands how to make that offense go. And, that, again, when you have that kind of synergy between quarterback and offensive coordinator, they kind of play off each other. You know, you kind of know – what the quarterback's thinking, and the quarterback knows what the coach is thinking. So, I mean, again, they have unbelievable chemistry there. You can tell. You can tell by the way they play offensively, defensively, and special teams. They play together. You know, they have a veteran group. They have some young guys, but they have a culture and a system that they are in and they play to, and they have an expectation. You know, and again, that's the same thing we're trying to chase here.
Guy that wasn't here in camp, kind of got thrown in and has made plays. What is it about him that allows him to be able to do that?
Well, I think it's talent. You know, he's very talented, and I think he's smart, and he's willing to work at it. You know, I think if you combine those three things and the guy really has a passion, desire, and determination to be good, then good things happen. But he's done a good job.